This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, it's officially patio season on the Brett Mega Show, which is my favorite place to eat. It's outside on the patio, sun is shining, drink in hand, and some delicious food. And I would say probably the most famous chef in St. Louis is Gerard Kraft. And Gerard Kraft is in studio. Gerard, thanks for coming out, man.
Hey, thank you for having me.
And thanks for celebrating patio season. Big opening where you're opening up your outdoor patio at Expect Barbecue.
Yep.
All right, so tell us a little bit about the reopening and a little bit about kind of the concept of this barbecue joint.
Sure. So the concept of the barbecue joint is well-traveled barbecue, right? So, you know, I've spent a lot of my career traveling and being influenced by flavors from all over the world. So, you know, classically trained French chef, but, you know, my early days were niche restaurant, which was French technique, but influenced from all over around the world. And so this is kind of our attempt to do that with barbecue, right?
Interesting, because like when I think of like French cuisine and technique, it's really like not messy. It's really refined and like a science to it. But barbecue is like slow cooking to perfection and just eating this delicious, juicy barbecue, right?
Yeah. So we're taking, instead of saying, you know, niche was classic French that was inspired by flavors from around the world, this is the same with barbecue, right? We're taking traditional American barbecue techniques, slow smoked, 250 degrees, and, you know, all of the things that you've come to imagine, like St. Louis style ribs and brisket and pork shoulder. But you know, if you look at barbecue already, you're looking at spices from around the world, right? You
sure,
know, all the
yeah.
spices in traditional barbecue did not come off our land. But we're just taking those flavors and we're, you know, looking to, you know, Africa. We've got some turkey here for you that's spiced with Berber spice, flavors from Ethiopia.
Wow.
And, you know, it's amazing how well all these flavors kind of mesh with your traditional barbecue, but give you something, you know, a little bit different. You know, we have a million amazing barbecue spots. You know, some of my, you know, best friends have great barbecue spots, and I didn't want to be in their lane. We wanted to do something kind of fun and unique and just have a good time.
Yeah, St. Louis definitely loves our barbecue. So I think it's so cool to have like a different twist on it and like set the table for us. Like, what are things that you offer that you think are like so unique that we can't really get anywhere else?
So like, I love our ribs, right? Our St. Louis style ribs.
What makes them different?
Yeah, so we use a Chinese five spice is the dry rub.
Yeah.
And then we make
a dry rub is an art in itself, man. Yeah.
Yeah, and we grind all the spices, toast and grind all the spices before. And then we have a Baijiu whiskey sauce, right? So we're using a Chinese whiskey for the base, that five spice in there. It's all based off of a traditional bourbon barbecue sauce. So it hits similar, but it's so different. I think that's one of my favorite things on that menu.
I love that you take something that's so traditionally American, like barbecue, which we all have done in our backyards, and then you bring us globally around the world with these flavors and transform something that's so simple and nostalgic, but that also highlights something new for us, and that's the beauty.
Yeah, exactly.
So can we try some of this? What do you got for us?
Yeah,
super excited.
We got all sorts of goodies for
you.
Yeah,
let's do that. And let's talk about a little bit as we're like kind of getting food out and stuff like that. So patio's open back up. What does it look like? How big is the space? What do we got going on with the patio, Jared?
So we call it the X patio. It's a rooftop patio, right? But it is totally covered. So, you know, rainy days, we're still having fun up there. Giant fans and heaters and fire pits up there. Big garage roll-ups between the indoor and outdoor space. We're going to have live music every day of the week.
Wow, okay.
So except for one day. So on Thursdays, it'll be either we have, for instance, we have Meat Bingo.
Really?
Coming up.
Hilarious. Yeah.
Oh,
love
that's
that.
Awesome.
And then we have Z the Mentalist, who is like going around the patio doing crazy magic tricks.
We had that at a happy hour. Everyone loved it.
It was so cool.
People are going to love it.
I was like following him around.
It's ridiculous. I mean, this guy, it was crazy. And he'll be there tonight at our kind of grand reopening party from 5 to 9, where we're going to have also a bunch of DJs and fun stuff.
Music, Mentalist, good barbecue that gives you a global picture, and one of the best chefs in St. Louis, Gerard Kraft, grand reopening of their outdoor rooftop, which will be all covered. It'll be cool for the summer, but also just perfect patio season. You couldn't ask for better weather. It's going to be like in the 80s, so it's going to be a great day for it. All right, let's try some of
that. Oh my gosh, there's so much food.
All right, so this is the turkey. So this is the turkey you were talking about.
Smoked turkey sandwich.
So can I take the first bite, AB? Because AB is obsessed with turkey.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right. Yeah. Okay, that's so good. I am not a big turkey fan because I feel like it has no flavor. That is packed with
I mean,
flavor.
You can see the flavor coming off of that thing.
Okay,
And also tonight at this party, all the food is 50% off.
Oh, wow.
So, double encouragement to come.
That's
check
like
it
some
out.
Of the best turkey I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so moist because turkey dries out too. So it's so moist. And then it has this like super fun, flavorful, not too spicy, but like has a tang to it.
I got the Brass Burger, and I'm a big burger fiend, and it is so good. The bun is like so fluffy.
Does
I
the
love
burger
it.
Taste familiar? I think I didn't expect make the burger for you for
okay.
your birthday.
Okay, yeah. For my birthday.
This is your birthday
okay.
burger.
Yes, it's
you had the Brass Burger on your birthday.
Yes,
nice.
That's what she had for her birthday.
Yeah, that's so
my
funny.
Request.
Oh, yeah. Jerk chicken wings. All right, this is kind of...
Oh, my God. This looks like...
We didn't
careful,
expect
Brett.
It to be, but I think this is like the number one item on
what's
our,
the sauce
our menu.
In?
That's also kind of like the jerk sauce, but I
all
mean,
right.
it's...
Just go for it?
Yeah, it's already glazed in there.
Oh, my God.
Those have been like one of the number one sellers. I love them.
You love a good wing.
Oh, my God. I love wings. Yeah. These are so flavorful and... I thought they were going to be really spicy, but no, they're like there's like a smoothness to it. It's like a silky sweetness to it.
Okay,
oh, my God.
I do have to say, I'm a first-timer for a hush puppy.
Okay. You've never had a hush puppy
I've
before?
I've never had one.
Change
those are mine. I'm claiming the rest of them.
Kimchi
they're
hush puppies.
So good. What's the sauce?
Oh, really? Kimchi? I don't think I like kimchi. There's no way. Really?
Yeah.
It's a pickled garlic ranch.
No
that
way.
Is really good. Right. Kevin's breaking his diet for this.
Yes, I am.
Don't tell his
Don't
wife.
Tell Sarah.
That's right.
Well, we all reacted that way.
I've been staring at this brisket burger, and this looks amazing. So I'm sure it tastes as good as it
brisket
looks.
Brisket is healthy. Mm.
Yeah.
Protein.
Yeah, protein.
Rush. Mm. These are really good.
Hey, barbecue is protein heavy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So a lot of this is from our happy hour menu.
Yeah.
So every day we have our weekdays, we have a happy hour from 3 to 6. So the Brass Burger is $10, beers are $4, wine and cocktails, those kimchi hush puppies are on there.
Wow. Well, we're all
so
very happy
really
right
fun.
Now in this
very
hour.
Much so.
Yeah.
All right, grand reopening, rooftop patio, expect barbecue from Gerard Kraft, and it all crushes. I think everyone is so happy and everyone has got their mouths full.
You guys are awesome.
All right, we'll see you out there tonight.
Awesome. See you there.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.